This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen. That's the sound of street musicians playing in Havana, Cuba. It was filmed by 16-year-old Hannah Small. She traveled to the communist country with 9 classmates and a teacher from Aspen High School. They returned last week. I sat down with Hannah, fellow student Emily Driscoll, and Gretchen Calhoun, a geography teacher at Aspen High. Hannah remembers a moment early in the trip that will be forever etched in her mind.
When we were at dinner, maybe the second or third night, and it was a beautiful sunset. It was like pink and yellow and purple. And it was, you could look down this like long alleyway with the colorful houses and the people and the wires hanging, and you could see the Capitol building through. And behind us was the restaurant that we were eating at and the band playing, and that was an amazing moment.
Gretchen, what do you think was the biggest eye-opener?
There's sort of two currencies, two economies going on in Cuba, one for Cubans and one for tourists. And it was very different for the Cuban people than for tourists. So basically, I think we learned that for tourists, everything costs 3 times as much as it does for the Cuban people. But for the Cuban people, I mean, they are eking out an existence on $20 a month, which that was eye-opening for all of us.
Girls, what's your biggest takeaway?
I agree with Gretchen. I think, like, the fact that how little people earn and how they can still survive on that and kind of still make business through tourists, even though, you know, Americans can't really travel there yet. I think how they survive it's amazing. And
it was definitely fascinating to see how a communist country functions and just how different people live in third world countries than we live here. It's just kind of like we take it for granted. Like for the food rationing card, they only get food for something like 9 days or 11 days.
12 days.
Yeah, 12 days. And we can eat that in a day. And kind of walking out and seeing all the Cadillacs, the 1950s, is like a snapshot in time.
Now that you've come back, do you feel like you've changed at all?
The experience itself kind of changed how we all thought about different parts of the world, especially Cuba. Kind of just the knowledge that we're bringing back and kind of what people can expect there. Definitely lots of tourists. I was surprised by that. And I think kind of the fact of like the communism, you don't really expect to like feel it, but I definitely felt an impact from what everyone else was feeling.
I would agree with Hannah that even though our guide wasn't really willing to say this outright, it was in answering a question, but basically what we learned was that if you are selling toilet paper and managing a bathroom for tourists, you can make a lot more money than an engineer or a doctor. And so what is the incentive to go to university to become an engineer when you can sell toilet paper? If you think about There's just no way that that Cuba can handle an influx of American tourists. I mean, it's already seems to have reached its limit, and now we're talking about bringing in lots more Americans. It's going to be a really tough road for them.
Tell me what the highlights were.
Yeah, it was fascinating seeing the tobacco farmer hand roll a Cuban cigar so we can see how, like, precise you have to roll it so it all stays together. And they whip out, like, at the cigar factory, they whip out, like, 20,000 a day, which was really impressive.
Hannah?
When we went to the mural, I thought that was amazing. It was, like, a 120-meter by 120-meter painting on a rock wall, and it was so detailed. And I remember just, like, looking out over Vinales Valley and just looking how beautiful everything was, and just, I think that's kind of the moment it sunk in that we were, like, really in Cuba.
Gretchen, what about you? What's your highlight?
I would say my highlight was Old Havana, seeing it for the first time. I've never seen architecture that really just struck me down. I mean, it was just awe-inspiring. It's fantastic.
That was Aspen High School teacher Gretchen Calhoun and her students Hannah Small and Emily Driscoll.